Module 2A, Reading. Exercise 4, page 23.
Unique underwater creatures. Seahorses are beautiful and unusual fish that have captured the imagination of writers and artists for millennia, and which feature in the ancient mythology, legends, and folklore of many countries. Seahorses seem so magical that to this very day many people still believe they only exist in children's stories. But the fact is, these delicate and shy little creatures are very real. Scientists believe seahorses evolved at least 40 million years ago, and have survived from ancient times with only very small changes in their body structure and function. Seahorses have a peculiar appearance. They have a head like a horse, a pouch like a kangaroo, and a long curved tail like a monkey. Their little bodies are covered in bony plates, not scales, and their tiny eyes resemble a chameleon's. Because of their confusing anatomy, for many years people didn't know whether seahorses were a fish, an insect, or a shellfish. Today, scientists know without a doubt that seahorses are fish because they have gills, a swim bladder, and fins. Seahorses live mostly in shallow, warm waters. They are not strong swimmers, using only a back fin and a pair of tiny fins behind their eyes to push them through the water. Seahorses spend a lot of time attached to seaweed or seagrass. They are able to hang on to seagrass and seaweed by wrapping their tails around the stems, which helps them to avoid being swept away by strong currents. While they hang from seagrass, their long, tube-like mouth, which has no teeth, acts like a hoover for food, sucking up plankton. Strangely, seahorses have no stomach, so they can't store their food. This means they have to eat fairly continuously throughout the day. Another unique characteristic of seahorses is that they, along with their cousins, the pipefish, are the only creatures in the animal kingdom where the male, not the female, becomes pregnant and gives birth to babies. The female produces eggs and places them in a pouch inside the male, where they are fertilized. The male gives birth to between 5 and 200 young. Amazingly, just a few hours after the male gives birth, the female will once again place eggs in the male's pouch. What's more, it will be the same female because seahorses mate for life. Sadly, seahorses are in danger all over the world. Their habitats are being destroyed by human activities. People catch seahorses for pets and for souvenirs. In Asia, people believe seahorses have magical powers, so they are used in traditional Chinese medicine. The most endangered seahorse in the world is the Nizhna seahorse, which is only found in South Africa. The reason it is in grave danger is that it has an exceptionally limited distribution range. It is only found in 3 estuaries in the whole of South Africa. Unless these estuaries are conserved, South Africa will lose its only seahorse species for good.